something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30. I want you all to read verse 12. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 30. Read verse 12. Want to go? Did you hear that? He says, also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. In other words, it was the power of the Spirit of God that caused the people to do what God had told the king and the princes to do. They gave the instructions, but it was God who gave the people the heart to do it. You see, I'm trying to get a point across to you. It's not enough to hear the word of God. It takes the Spirit of God to make you do it. Let me read some more to you. The book of Psalms. Psalm 119. Are you there? All right, let's read from verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Did you notice that? He says, make me to go in the path of your commandments, for therein do I delight. 36. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Hallelujah. Did you notice anything there? Turn to the book of Ezra. Are you wondering whether Ezra is in the Bible? I didn't say Esther. Ezra. After 2 Chronicles, you got Ezra, Nehemiah. Alright? Ezra chapter 1. Some of you missed children's church when you were not born again early. You learned everything else. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. And that didn't help. Some of us started out in children's church. It was in children's church I learned Genesis to Revelation. Which book was which book? Which was before which? We used to sing the song with Genesis all the way to Revelation. Nobody will teach you that in the adults' church. All the adults keep looking at the table of contents. When you say, turn to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah. The children know which one is before which. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Hallelujah. Ezra chapter number 1, I want to read to you from verse 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. He says, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, All right, go to verse 5. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirits God had raised to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. Now look at this. In verse 1, the Bible says that God stirred up the spirit of the king of Persia, Cyrus, the king of Persia. The Spirit of God stirred the man's heart up to make a proclamation that favored God's people. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and like rivers of water, he turns it to whichever direction he wills. God can do it, but he doesn't just do it without our invitation to him to give us such circumstances that are favorable to our activities. In the fifth verse, he talks about the people, the priests, the princes, the fathers, and so on and so forth, and says God stirred their hearts. God stirred them. He made them willing. You know, we must study God's word to have a balanced life. You see, there is the responsibility of man in everything, what man ought to do to have what he ought to have. But then there is the sovereignty of God that we must understand. And we just read that. He said, it is God that works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do you know that the Holy Spirit lives in you? And that the Holy Spirit is not just inside you, just there waiting until you talk in tongues? God works in you. And he uses his word to build his kingdom in you, and to build a Christ life in you. That's exactly what Paul was talking about yesterday when we read it. And he said, I pray, I travail again in birth until Christ be formed in you. Until Christ be formed in you. He was interceding again for God's people. Not just the adults. This time, those who are still growing in the Lord, that Christ be formed in them. When you become mature in the things of God, Christ has been formed in you. Are you hearing me? You don't just get angry because somebody said something to you. No, you have mastered that. Hallelujah. You don't get angry because they called you names. No, you've mastered that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't get jealous because somebody is going ahead of you to do something. No, you've mastered that. Bitterness is out of your life. Strife is out of your life. No. I'm very angry. I'm going to warn him. I'm going on. No, the Christ life has replaced that. Hallelujah. See, there is a higher life. Glory to God. He says, God is the one working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Would you turn to the book of Hebrews? I'll show you something there. Hebrews chapter number 13. I'm reading to you from verse 20. Maybe I should read it from verse 18. You'd like it because we said something close to this yesterday. So I'll read from verse 18. All right? Are you ready for this? He says, pray for us. I told you several times Paul said, pray for us. He'll say, pray for us. He'll say, pray for me. Hallelujah. You know, some pastors are too proud to say, pray for us. Pray for me. They think if you say, pray for me, that means something's wrong. Nothing has to be wrong. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 18. He says, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience. In all things, willing to live honestly. See, he says, listen, we got a good conscience and we are willing to live honestly. Please pray for us. Hallelujah. But I beseech you, the rather, to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. You know, he needed to come out of where he was locked up. Okay. Verse 20. Now, the God of peace, oh, I like this. The God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. See the way Paul describes Jesus. He calls him that great shepherd of the sheep. He's my shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the Book of Life and who is in the Book of Life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. May he make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Did you see that? Look at this, is the Spirit's prayer. Let me read it again. He says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you. You see that? I said God works in you. See, the Holy Spirit is not just in you thinking of what to do. He works in you. Say, God is working in me. Say it again, God is working in me. He is working in me the good pleasure of his will. And so I am growing into perfection because the Holy Spirit is at work in me, producing in me that which pleases God. I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How could I fail? It's impossible. Because God is at work in me. You see, the consciousness of this reality is what makes it work. Did you hear what I said? You've got to be conscious of it. Otherwise, it will not work. Hallelujah. You know, some people think, if it's for me, it will come to me. If it's God's will, it will happen. No, 1,000 times no. Not from this book. It doesn't happen just because it's yours. It doesn't happen just because it's God's will. No. There is a manward side and there is a Godward side. Some people wonder, so why do Christians suffer? There's a man on TV, you know, in one of these foreign stations. And whenever he has the opportunity to ask a religious person about God, he likes to say, what do you say about 9/11? Did 9/11 happen with God's, as God's will? Or what about the tsunami? They want to know. If God is up there, why did he let 9/11 happen? You know what the meaning of 9/11? All right, everybody ought to know. Why? Why did so many people die? Where was God? They said, where was God? What do you mean, where was God? Where were you? He said, watchman, what of the night? He said, I have made you a watchman. That's what God said. What about 9/11? Where was God? Where were you? You haven't studied the word. You studied the word of God enough to know who. To whom should that question be addressed? God or God's people? God's people, of course. Now, does that mean that if God's people are praying and alert, bad things will never happen? No, no, no. 1,000 times no. But it means that whatever happens will turn out for their good. It may come by evil, but evil will not prevail. Hallelujah. Hey, look at this wonderful prayer. He said, may he make you perfect. Verse 21. In every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul knew it. He knew God was working in the Christian. And the only way that will become effective is when you got to know about it. No wonder he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He knew Christ, the anointing, the power of God's Spirit was working in him. He said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I cannot fail because failure is not glorious. So I'm a success. Christ in me, the hope of success. Christ in me, the hope of victory. Glory to God. Christ in me. Hallelujah. You know, I learned a long time ago, God sponsors no flops. I don't flop. I could never flop. He doesn't sponsor flops. And he sponsors me. So, if God's looking for somebody who's going to make it work, he said, where is he? That's me. Because I don't flop. Hallelujah. Say it with me. I don't flop. I'm plugged in to his eternal supply. I don't fail. Christ in me. The hope of success. The hope of victory. I'm a success. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. He says it's God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, all right now. Say, I'm going to give something to God. So I'm thinking, I'm really going to give it to God. Then I get there, and then I have some other thinking. Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, and I say, I'll do it next time. And then 2 weeks gone by, 3 months, and I haven't done it. The working failed. Hello? Listen to this. You got to understand it. Very, very important. I said, why do visions fail? Was it because the visions didn't come from God? Why do they fail then? Why is it that you want to do something for God? You're ready to do it. You've even prayed about it that you're going to do it. And then you don't do it. Did you ever read Jesus saying, you have made the word of God of none effect by your traditions? Which means somebody could make the word of God of none effect. How? By practicing your opinions. That's what he meant by your traditions. They were their opinions, their own ideas, different from what God said. But they had done that so long, they wouldn't accept what God said. It had become their own tradition. He said, you have made the word of God of none effect by your traditions. He said, you set aside the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Now let me say this. So God's word can fail in someone's life. Yet there are people who say, the word of God can never fail. It does fail. It fails in the life of the man that does not believe. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. In other words, the power of God to save works for those who believe. For those who don't, it doesn't work. And then they say, why didn't it work? If it's mine, it'll come to me. It doesn't come. It works for those who believe. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. He didn't say, all things are possible to everybody who knows God. No, to the believing one. Hallelujah. Now, when you want the word of God to work in your life, or you want God's purpose to work in your life, you've got a job to do. And, you know, there are many other things that we have studied along the way. Now, this convention, since Sunday evening to today, suddenly wouldn't be all that we have ever studied. Okay? There are lots of things that we studied before we got here. Okay, so you must have learned lots of other things. Am I right? Okay. Now, you don't set aside the good things that you have learned. You just add what more you're learning to what you already know. Say amen to that. Amen. All right. Now, we are dealing with prayer. The Christian's ministry as a priest with respect to prayer. And I told you, prayer positions you. Prayer locates you. It puts you in the right frame of mind and puts you in the right spiritual position where God can do for you what he already planned to do. You see that? He says, I know my thoughts for you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you an expected end. So, he already has a purpose for your life. He has thoughts of good for you. But he wants you to come into the same track with him and walk in that narrow path that he has set for you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth
that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Loveld Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bew Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 6830-12364 or 6506-694-80 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.